Now, as the blessed Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him. We ask our mighty omnipresence to charge the outer self with its feeding of the full acceptance of his presence with us and the full acceptance of that which he wants to do through us to accomplish the victory that protects the nation and through the nation, the world. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, as we enter in to the release of the greater power from the angelic host, and I'm speaking now in the mass outpouring of the great power and terrific love of the angelic host to the people of earth at this time, we want you to feel, wherever possible, the nearness, the love, and the power of the angelic host to come into outer world conditions and assist in the protection of what is constructive, to strengthen everything that is constructive, and to be present with you as often as possible. The nearness of our presence depends something upon the recognition you give us when and where and as often as you have time or take time to send your consciousness to us with your conscious recognition and desire for our presence. Now, within your life, there is always the desire for our presence. We recognize that. But under the action of the cosmic law that affects the whole planet and affects this nation, it takes the conscious command, the conscious call, the conscious acceptance that our life has answered your call. That is why it is necessary for this conscious knowledge of the angelic host to be brought to the intellectual consciousness of mankind. There must come some intelligent understanding of who the angels are, what is the service they render to the people of earth, and how all may have the greatest blessing possible through the call and to and acceptance of the presence of the angelic host in the lower atmosphere of earth. Most of mankind feel that the angels are way off here somewhere. It's true, we are in either the octave of light or the ascended master's octave. But the feeling world of the mass of the people must be purified and charged with our ascended master feeling and nearness of our presence. It is to the degree that individuals feel our presence that they provide the condition by which we may come. Because we may not under any circumstance intrude upon the free will of anyone. When it comes to the handling of frightful destructive forces, that's quite another thing. We handle the creation by conscious command. And that we give no quarter at all to a human creation. But so far as the individual's life stream is concerned, the acceptance of our presence must come in the feeling world of individuals. Their desire world must allow the light within the life stream to expand and desire our presence with them before the cosmic law permits us to come into more powerful association in the outer world's affairs and into the conditions that affect individuals. To some degree, there is a general acceptance of our presence in the universe. But the moment you pin individuals down to the acceptance and the reality of our power, the uncertainty is the thing that shuts the door against mankind having the greater power of the angelic host. The concentration of the sun presence, the revealing sun presence, of what the angelic host can do for mankind must come into the physical atmosphere of Earth. Within that is the awareness of what mankind requires. Within that sun presence is the sacred fire mastery of our life. So if this world is to have help and the greater good come to fulfill the divine plan, then the sacred fire mastery must come to consume the evil, purify conditions, and provide the way and means for our perfection to be lowered from the ascended master's octave and brought into the physical conditions of Earth by those who are authority over the whole world and the system of worlds. There must come the fiery truth of our existence, both to the intellect and the feeling of human beings. There must come some understanding of how we serve life, what we can give, why we are required in the physical octave of Earth to fulfill the divine plan. Mankind also needs to be made to understand the service the angelic host render when individuals pass from the body into the octave of light between embodiments, and when the individual is able to attain the ascension. There is scarcely an activity, a raising activity of life anywhere in this world that is not assisted by some of the angelic host. When it comes to the use of the angels of the violet flame, their presence, I assure you, passes through the atmosphere of Earth whenever and wherever an intensification of the violet consuming flame is drawn into the conditions of the physical world to handle them and hold the victory for that which is constructive. In every effort mankind makes to hold to the constructive way of life, and within every constructive desire within the individual, there is an expanding action of the light within each one's life stream. When that light expands, we see it in the atmosphere around an individual. And we cultivate that like you would cultivate a very rare plant. in your garden, when there is the slightest upreaching and desire for a greater God activity of life, we will give every possible assistance. We enfold that expanding light in the sacred fire of our love and fan it as you would a spark until it bursts into a flame that holds dominion within the life stream of the individual. This is how we help the heart desires of the individual to come into outer activities and control the affairs around the individual and produce as much constructive activity as possible and guard that wherever we may. When you understand that every constructive thing mankind does is guarded and assisted and enfolded in the radiation of the sacred fire love of the angelic host, you will realize how much our life is one with your own beloved I Am presence, with each life stream, and is the raising, strengthening, expanding, blessing of our life within your life to enable it to go forth and fulfill its great divine plan, both for the purification of the earth, the redeeming of the earth, and to the accomplishment of the ascension of the earth, as well as mankind. There is not a constructive activity of life anywhere in this world that is not guarded and helped to expand by one or more of the angelic hosts. So I think it's time that enough intelligent understanding of who the angels are, what they do for mankind, and when and how they can come to assist the people of this world. And it's time mankind have the illumination that the angels can give. Now tonight, if you choose to call for the fiery truth of the ascended master's consciousness and understanding of who and what the angelic host do and how mankind can have more power and assistance from the angelic host, you will be able to open the door to many, many blessings that we want to give, that you need, the world requires, and that do fulfill the great divine plan. And I trust from tonight you will never feel that the angelic host and occasionally an angel comes here or there, and that's about all you remember about us. If you are aware of what we do and understand what we can do, and since everything we do is to help you, I hope we may bring ourselves to your remembrance. And if you don't remember us, only in times of disaster can we make ourselves felt powerfully enough to gain your attention while we give the protection. And since protection is very much needed by that which is constructive in the world, the angelic host must be recognized, accepted, and called into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth if we are to release greater power for your freedom and your protection. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. Tonight, I trust I may give you some assistance in your call to us by which we can answer you more quickly and make you aware of all that we may bestow. If you will call sometime each day to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, the great angelic host, to charge into your life streams and through you and around you what we know you need the most to give your beloved I Am Presence the greatest possible outpouring opportunity for the outpouring of what your presence wants to do for your nation and what we want to do for your nation. That which is of God within your borders, that which is the God government and God freedom of your land and your people, I assure you came from the Ascended Master's octave. The guarding presence you have had thus far has come from the angelic host. And now there must come the fiery truth of our existence, our assistance, our protection, and the angelic host's authority and power to compel mankind's awakening, first of all within this nation, and then throughout the world. If you will call to us to charge you with what we need, your nation is going to require next, that can be done through you, you may be assured it would only produce harmony, purity, and perfection for you. There is nothing we will do through you or for you that would not bless you and hold harmony in every way, because the law of the angelic host, I assure you, is sacred fire harmony, which is our love, and that is our life. So we cannot give you anything that would not produce harmony for you, even though you ask us to pour through you what the nation needs most. Sometimes that might be through your decrees. Sometimes it might be through your music. Sometimes it might be just through your radiation to those among whom you move, or to the place where you go from time to time. The way and means that the angelic host pour help, God's help, to the people of this world, our ways and means are infinite and all-powerful. And if you care to build a momentum of this, just quietly within yourself, as an acceptance of all the power of the sacred fire that the angelic host knows you require in outer physical conditions, give us the opening and we will release the sacred fire of our love. Make the call to your beloved I Am Presence and the great Settle Sun's cosmic law and cosmic concentration of the fiery truth about the angelic host to be compelled into mankind's consciousness until individuals awaken to the acceptance of our reality. Through your I Am Come pageant, we will pour every possible assistance to those who become aware of the angelic host as the attention is held upon those in the cast. From the inner level, the great cosmic law of life never ceases pouring forth infinite ways and means of bringing the greater perfection and manifestations of the universe into the lesser, always with that revealing consciousness that is the intelligence and fiery truth that is self-evident within life. Therefore, the angelic host, as you call forth their fiery intelligence within yourselves, will explain within you what our service is and what we can give you, first in your feeling, then in the intellect. Your call will go forth by conscious command, which is an intellectual determination. But the awareness of our presence will be felt within your feeling world before your intellect makes the decision as to how to send forth the command. And if the world only knew enough to put the heart flame first in adoration to the mighty I Am Presence and then to the angelic host before any physical thing was planned or brought into existence, you would find the ascent of master perfection manifesting through individuals who would do that. The outer world is so prone to think everything in the physical world is more important than the inner world that is greater than the physical. Physical things are only as important as they reveal the perfection, authority and reality of the beloved I Am Presence, the great angelic host, and the great cosmic beings and cosmic plan of creation. But you, who are aware of our presence, you can call into yourselves and into your nation that which we alone can do for your nation, because we can do for your nation what all of mankind put together cannot do. So when we ask you to charge yourselves, or ask us to charge you with the fiery truth of the angelic hosts, sacred fire mastery in you and sacred fire mastery in the nation that protects it, this becomes the strength of the light in everyone within your borders to hold or render hold to constructive action and render constructive service within the nation, knowingly or unknowingly, to the human intellect. If you do not strengthen the nation from within by the ascent of Master's consciousness, which is also the consciousness of the angelic host, into the life of the people, they are not strong enough within themselves to stand against the mass accumulation of the discord of the past and present throughout the world. So what I am here for tonight is to bring strength to the nation through those within the nation who will accept our presence. Thank you so much. Now we are coming closer to mankind because we are coming into the lower atmosphere of Earth more frequently, more powerfully, more tangibly, and at a certain point more visibly. Those of you who come close to us or feel our presence and associate with us and cooperate with us will automatically be the first ones to whom we come. But in the meantime, call the fiery truth and sacred fire power of mastery of the entire angelic host into the American people to make them strong enough to take their stand against the evil that wants to destroy them. There are protecting angels who would concentrate the cosmic powers of the sacred fire in concentrated protective action. There are the illumining angels whose radiation of the sacred fire goes into the brain structure of mankind and charges the ascent of Master's intelligence into the consciousness of the outer intellect of individuals. Then there are the healing angels. There are the angels of peace. You have the legions of angels of practically every quality. And those qualities are always an action of the sacred fire. And therefore, when you call forth the cosmic sacred fire sun presence of the revealing flame of the great angelic host, mankind is going to learn something about the truth of our existence and accept the reality of our presence. And if you'll help us, you'll be strengthened and protected and made victorious regardless of mankind's human creation. Those of you who take your stand to bring the knowledge of our reality to human beings must of necessity be held within the world of the sacred fire of our life, and thus you cannot fail. It is to prevent your failure that we are pleading and pleading and pleading with mankind to turn Godward and accept the sacred fire help that is everywhere being offered for the purification and the raising of the people of this world. And it's time someone woke up and stood for the reality of that which can only bring assistance to all. Thank you so much. Now, you were long ago offered the opportunity to have a violet flame angel ever willing to fulfill your calls whenever you accepted the presence of that being with you. We have mentioned this before, and I bring it to your attention again. When you individualized from the great central sun, an angel of the presence accompanied your life stream into embodiment and has stood guard over your life stream and will stand guard over the life stream. In embodiment and between embodiments until the life stream either ascends or passes through the second death. This is how much life provides protection for the individual who has free will. In addition to that angel that never leaves you unless you become wholly destructive, in addition to that, anything that you wish to bring into manifestation, any service you wish to render to life, can always be brought into existence, protected, expanded, and carried forth to victorious fulfillment by legions of the angelic host whom the ascended masters send to surround the activity, to hold it protected until you bring it to its victorious accomplishment. This is the continual service the great cosmic law sets into action to help every individual who will make conscious effort to hold to the highest, maintain the harmony and the purity within, and stand the guard over all that is constructive. These magnificent activities of life are perfect beyond any of your words to describe. So we want you, when there seems a lack of understanding in those you contact in the outer world as to who the angels are and what they can do to help mankind, illumine individuals as much as they can accept from time to time by our explanation of the law. Use the Ascended Master's words to explain the activity of the angelic hosts, and you will find they contain a radiation that is the comprehending consciousness that frees the individual. From tonight, if you care to pour forth your, not only your desire, but your call and your command that the people of the United States of America and every other country from whence you come can and must understand the fiery truth of the reality, the assistance, the protection, and the sacred fire presence of the angelic host in the physical world at this time, to do that which only angelic hosts can do, and which is the God power brought here to keep the hordes of evil from accomplishing their destruction of that which is within your land or that which is constructive anywhere in the world. You dare to make that call, and we will prove our presence by the blessing we give and the conditions that we will control. This world was not created to be desecrated and destroyed by mankind's unfortunate human creation. These magnificent activities of life's perfection are power without limit. And now is the time when you need power in the physical octave to be the authority over that which will not serve the constructive way of life at this time. And the angelic hosts are the power provided, and I'm here to release it. Thank you so much, precious ones. And now, as we move into outer physical conditions, releasing greater power of the sacred fire for the protection of all that is constructive, command the outer self to feel the nearness of our presence. Call to us for our legions of sacred fire mastery to reveal the fiery truth of our reality, and let the events of life in the future speak for themselves and bear witness to that which I have offered tonight. The messenger will put this into a decree, and then as you use it and give conscious recognition, it's just as if you threw one door open after another, and our legions can come to abide in and around you to help you in every way possible, so long as it be constructive. And I have one more thing to say. With all that the outer world brings to mankind's attention in a call for peace, there are limitless platitudes about peace and divine love. But you, precious ones, that you as a group of I Am students and individuals otherwise, are the only people who are demanding the invincible purity and demanding invincible harmony maintained enough to let our help come through. The masses of the people are preparing for war. Then they don't want our presence. And you are the only group we have to work through who understand this law and harmonized individuals are the only open door through which our help can come. We cannot work through discordant individuals. We will not give them protection, and therefore all we have are those who understand this law, use the violet consuming flame, and call into action the sacred fire from our octave to be the strength of the light in the people to hold to the constructive way of life at this time. It is because of the need of the hour that we come again and again and again and do everything possible we can to strengthen and lift, illumine, and expand our light in and around you to enable you to do everything possible at this time to hold the harmony no matter what takes place around you. And I assure you, people that can't hold the harmony, we simply cannot charge through our greater power. When the purity and harmony are maintained, there is no limit to what we can do through you. So our help from above is determined entirely by the harmony you maintain, your demand for purity, and your acceptance and call for our sacred fire presence to come into this nation and control that which mankind cannot control. And principally, that's their own human desires, human beings' desires. The day your feeling does not want anything except just to do whatever the present wants and will produce harmony, purity, perfection out here, the door will swing wide open. The angelic host will offer every power at their command, and there will be only the manifestations in your world that are the love of the love you have given to life. The love you give to your presence, the love you give to the powers of nature and forces of the elements, the love you give to all life that is struggling to reach into something higher, the love you give of your life is light. And that light, given to life everywhere, becomes the sacred fire of your mastery. And without that giving, mankind would stay in discord indefinitely. When people don't care what happens to somebody else, the individual might just as well say he or she does not care what happens to himself or herself. With the angelic host ready to give every assistance to purify the outer self, hold the harmony, and expand perfection, there's no excuse for the human not reaching up and cooperating with that which only wants to give perfection and help and happiness to the universe. The angels of music pour the most magnificent happiness. Sound that is so beautiful, so transcendent, you couldn't help but feel the happiness within it. The angels that create supply know only happiness and constructive activity. And they are offering supply all the time to unascended beings. And so these blessings are infinite. They are present. They are eternal. They are wonderful beyond words to explain. And I bring them to you tonight for your acceptance by your conscious command. I'm the revealing sun presence of the fiery truth and reality of the great angelic host is power to make mankind understand the master presence of the universe that has come to put an end to human creation. Legions uncountable are ready to come to your assistance, and we want to take away everything that is a struggle in your life streams. Therefore, our freedom and our security is yours whenever you recognize our presence with you, the nearness of our sacred fire power, and the invincible victory which we bring, because we never bring anything else. The victory of the angelic host must come. And now, mankind must awaken and stand with us until that victory is manifested in the fullness of its cosmic action to control the earth and all upon it. May our sacred fire presence abide with you, make you feel our power every moment in outer action, and call our legions to assist you, and we will not be found wanting. I commend you to your victory. Now, beloved Archangel Michael, and all who minister to the people of earth with you, accept our love, our gratitude, and our eternal obedience, unconditional, invincible for eternity, for everything you've given us. And may we stand, face, and conquer, and your legions of the sacred fire blaze without limit that which you know our nation needs the most to arise victorious out of the clutches of the hearts of evil forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such invincible, sacred fire mastery of the great angelic host, that wherever we abide, it goes before us and compels the end of all human creation everywhere as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the sacred fire mastery that comes under your direction, and let the angelic host be revealed and acknowledged and accepted and obeyed in this world for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. And thank you, great Archangel Michael, and all the angels who have blessed us all through the centuries. Now, take command of us and blaze through us what you know America needs most, to be taken out of the clutches of everybody and everything that is of the hordes of evil, and use us to the fullest possible capacity, and blaze your sacred fire mastery without any reservation whatsoever, till the hordes of evil that threaten our nation are blasted into annihilation for eternity, and the ascended master's invincible perfection takes its dominion in our world and holds the God government and God freedom of our nation invincible against all evil for eternity. And those who defend us, let them forever be held within the sacred fire of your own heart's mastery until the moment of their ascension. And we thank thee. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into it the great angelic hosts, revealing sun presence, of invincible victory over all evil. Set that into action and intensify and expand it till it has put an end to mankind's human creation everywhere for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and blessed Archangel Michael and to America, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with whatever power of sacred fire, victory, and mastery without limit that America requires. Let the angelic host sweep everywhere in our land, take possession of all within our borders, and rule everywhere without limit for all eternity, and compel our freedom manifest, invincible forever against all evil. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask and put forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the limitless, invincible legions of the angels of peace, the invincible sacred fire, peace of eternity, clothe those under this radiation with the sun presence of its invincible cosmic concentration and victorious action in this world, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee.